And now, our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of people who touch the elf on the shelf just to watch the world burn, it's the most random show on the internet, it's TBK Live!
It's underneath the tree, well that's just one thing I need, I just wanna...
The stockings have been hung by the chimney with care, just like Jesus on the cross that he would bear.
Nice.
Yeah, right out the gate, I'm going right for the offensive card. Welcome to the most random show on the internet. Welcome to the 13 days of Christmas.
Lovely.
Day two. Day fucking two. And welcome to our first of, I believe, many, many Christmas episodes during the 13 days for all the shows. I know there's a Winos one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds of the Roundtable's tomorrow. There's possibly 5 episodes alive coming. I don't know yet. There's some stuff in the works. We want to welcome you to the Lick My Cane edition of Live.
Nice.
Yeah, because if it's Christmassy enough. And joining me today, as always, is the fruitcake to my white popcorn. Now, I know I have to explain this.
Yes.
Okay. So, the two worst things to experience as food at Christmas is fruitcake.
Yes.
And those, okay, so I love the giant popcorn tins.
Oh, okay, the ones that have, like, the three. White,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The caramel popcorn is fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese popcorn is fucking delicious. The white popcorn tastes like wet cardboard.
I only like the caramel one.
Yeah, that, no.
That's the only one I like.
I mean, it's good, but so I figured this way we'll do the two most hated things to get for food items, and if you have a third, send it to us.
That makes sense, but I don't know how I feel about you comparing me to those things.
Well, you're the fruitcake.
Both are still pretty awful.
We were discussing, like, is there actually fruit in the fruitcake? Or
yes.
Because, see, I always thought it's those little jelly candies.
Well, it's like maraschino cherries and stuff like that. See, I mean, they've been candied.
No, but... see, I actually thought it was like the Brock's candies. Like, you got, yeah. That's what I was like. Oh, that's not too bad. I mean, why are people bitching?
It's not like they have any nutritional value now because they've been candied, but...
Did they have any... And I don't like cherries, but I popped a couple, but I don't eat them. All right, so... Yeah, it's that kind of show, fuckers. It's that kind of show. Really quick. Oh, I didn't even say your name. Sharon Isom. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
How's Christmas for you so far?
It's okay.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Really quick, I want to talk really fast to the people out there. Number one, if you've been with us since day one, we want to say thank you for listening to the show continuously because the show has gotten really stupid at times. And I'm not saying that to be mean or saying this, but we're like, this show has grown a lot. Like, we went through our infancy stages. We went through our dual mic stages where it would echo and it sounded like you were in an echo chamber about to be gassed. We went through our sucking cock on Craigslist phase. I mean, we went through some horrible phases. And now I feel we have found parents that actually give a shit about their children. So, that's a sweet thing to say, right?
Yes.
So, we want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. And also want to take the time to say, if this is your first show, dear God, are you in for a ride? But also check out everything else going on. Go to thebuzzkillmagazine.com. Go to tbkmagazine.com. Go to thebuzzkillblog.com because that's what it fucking was called in the original days, you fucking assholes. And check that shit out. Because check out our, especially right now during the 13 days of Christmas, because you never know what's going up.
Yeah.
You don't know. I've seen some of this stuff, and even I'm cringing. And I wrote it. This is, honestly, if we've had one Christmas that I can honestly say, 2013 was like our sad Christmas. 2014 was our redemption Christmas. Last year was our Christmas. This year is our fucking asshole Christmas.
So when you're writing these things, like, do you cringe as you're writing them? Or is it like you're happy while you're writing them? And then when
really,
you read over them, you're just
I'm really like,
like,
that was a really good line, Richard. Good job. And then I'll read back going, oh, maybe I shouldn't have wrote that. Maybe I shouldn't have wrote that at all. And if you are one of our haters, I want to say something very profound. because I know you're sitting there like a kid on Christmas morning waiting for us to say something terrible about you. I know it's coming. You think it's coming, don't you? I want to say something to you. Thank you. Oh, you didn't think that's where I was going with that, did you? Your face said it all. You just turned pale. Which
I'm always pale.
Sorry. I bet it's really hard to find you in a snowstorm, isn't it? God, I'm in a mood today. Okay, but really quick, yes, I want to say thank you to the haters, because you can talk as much shit. And if you're here because of the haters and you're just finding out, no, we did not drown puppies in a river. Or no, we didn't just randomly melt Santa Claus or melt Frosty the Snowman or kick Santa Claus in the junk. No, we're not that kind of people. But if you are the haters, I just have something to say to you. Just one little thing. Thank you for sharing our stuff, because you're bringing people to the site who normally wouldn't read it. Thanks, guys. So I'm not complaining. Like I said, say all you want. But I also do have something else I want to play, because I'm kind of a dick, and I know how this is going to go for me. I'm going to try to sneak this song into every fucking show. Yes. Alright. Fingers. All right. Nice. Yes, and that's how we are kicking off Christmas. Fucking hell. Welcome to TBK Live. So I got some stuff to shill. I'm just not letting you talk, am I? I'm sorry.
You're okay. Go for it.
I'm on a rant. Really quick, if you have not checked out mynerditure.com right now, go to mynerditure.com. You can buy something that will help you travel through time and space, and you can put it in your living room, a life-size TARDIS, and you can be the envy of every party you have as people come over and go, "Are you a Time Lord?" Did you see the video I posted yesterday, by the way?
Oh, yes, I did.
Someone posted it on my wall the year Matt regenerated, and it's a Christmas carol about regeneration, and I'm like, it's Matt, and it's Amy, and it's River, and it's Clara. And I'm like, the feels, I can't do this.
I'll have to go look for it.
I was crying like a 45-year-old woman watching a Hallmark movie. I'm like, nope, can't do this right now. But yeah, check out mynerditure.com, life-size TARDIS, comic book box of your favorite comic book heroes and villains.
The Tetris bookcase. I want it so bad.
This is amazing. He's actually, I don't know if I can tell that yet. But yeah, no, he's doing some other stuff. Coat racks, some amazing coat racks. And he can custom do anything. Mynerditure.com, or check them out on Facebook at mynerditure.
Yes, absolutely.
Shout out to Norm Jurors. Also, December 17th, go to burningwillowpress.llc.com. December 17th, they have a short story book coming out. There's 32 short stories. That's a lot of short stories.
Yeah.
I write one a year. 32 in one compilation of different authors over horror, because right now at Christmas, you can counterbalance everything. Like, your wife wants to watch, or your husband, or it's probably husband in my case, wants to watch those cheesy Christmas movies, and you want to counterbalance that with some really good horror. Pick up Crossroads in the Dark 2, pre-sale right now, Amazon.com. Book comes out Saturday, December 17th, just in time for Christmas.
I have the first one.
I do too, actually. I just started reading it, and I'm like, this is really fun. So if you have it, go check that out. Go purchase that, and you will enjoy it. Trust me.
You can also pre-order Zombified.
Thank you.
Kendra Souter and Santiago Cirillo. You can also contact Kendra Souter through Facebook and pre-order a physical signed copy for $30, signed by both authors.
I didn't even know that.
I have one already pre-ordered.
Look at you bringing stuff to the table today.
I'm super excited about mine.
She actually had a really good question to propose, and I figured, why not? I was going to bring it up on Nerds of the Roundtable, but I just want to see your face in horror.
Okay.
Kendra had this thought. So we were saying, which really says a lot about what I've been discussing lately. So I'm on the phone with Ed. Mm-hmm. If you listen to our interview with and Kendra Souter, you know what Ed's like.
Mm-hmm.
Ed's a wonderful person. But we got on the subject of Pornhub.
Okay.
And back in the day, and I was complaining about how it used to be where you could only have watch 5 videos a day, so you had to like pick and choose what videos you watched to fap to. And
first world problems.
God, it's a terror. This is this show, kids. So yes, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so she brings up a question of why is there a Facebook share button for videos on Pornhub?
That's a very good question.
And I've sat and pondered that now for 2 days. Like, I have stayed up at night looking on the iPad, trying to find out something, Googling that shit.
Because Facebook has rules and regulations against
pornography. Yeah. But it has a Facebook share button. Because I guess if you're in a porn and you want to share it with the world, here you
go.
That's
really interesting. And most people don't want to share that type of information with their friends and family.
Hey, Mom, you want to see my balls jingle again? Here you go. I mean, it's kind of one of those things.
That is a very, very interesting point.
Yes.
I also didn't know that there was a Facebook share button. So I'm...
Well, no, that's a good thing for you, because that just tells me you don't watch Pornhub, and I just tell a lot.
Yeah, which means I want to text Kendra and be like, hey, Kendra.
How did you know that there was a share button?
We should talk.
It's not like we all haven't watched porn before. I'll admit it, I watched porn this morning. Not to jerk off either.
Just because it was there?
Because, well, the guys I did improv with in Kansas City, we have this contest of who can find the weirdest porn. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit through all 45 minutes of these videos going, okay, well, there was something good here. The acting was really shitty here. I'm going, yeah. I'm the Siskel and Ebert of porn right now. I give this 2 cocks up.
Well, I think I told you one time, like, my husband's friend who I always inherit his friends. Like, they tend to become my really good friends. But one of his friends also enjoys Doctor Who, and we were
speaking of Christmas.
We were playing World of Warcraft and talking over Skype like the nerds that we were. And
nerds.
No, I haven't been playing recently. But anyway, he was talking to me and he's like, "Hey, found a really good Doctor Who porn." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "The casting was really good. They look just like the originals." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "You should watch it." I was like, "This is the strangest conversation I have ever had."
Watch on Pornhub is the Doctor Sonic Screwdrives Amy Pond.
It was really strange.
It was the Doctor and Amy Pond too, wasn't it?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
I gotta find this shit. It is Christmas. I mean, it is. When you think Christmas, Doctor Who's always on my list now. Which I am, this is the first year I can say this, and probably someone's going to revoke my nerd card. I'm not excited for the Christmas special.
I haven't even, like...
It's got a superhero in it and everything, and I'm just like, I don't know. Mm. I think after Matt's special,
it's
been hard for me to watch Doctor Who. And I feel like this is what Tenet fans went through when Smith took over.
I didn't have that issue.
I know some did, where it's like, oh, we can't watch the show as much now because we don't like Matt, but Matt grows on you really fast.
Yeah, I mean, I never had that issue. Like, Tennant's my doctor, but I still love Matt Smith, and I never had an issue
with... But it's
a
good 1-2 combination, too, but Capaldi can't follow it. I'm sorry. I you guys can shoot me all you want, and Moffat, I'm tired of Moffat's writing. So, well, I didn't expect to get on a Doctor Who. That was not on my list. But it is something Christmassy. Because that is something I've looked forward to every year, and this year I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, this year I'm looking more forward to Star Wars.
That's true.
But I'm also burned out on Star Wars because we did all the fucking Star Wars shit last year.
Yeah. I don't dislike Capaldi. I just nothing him. Like,
I liked him in The Vicar of Dibley. He was hilarious in that show. Like, he played a television producer. Like, it was fun. He was great in that. He was great in The Three Musketeers on BBC, whatever it was called.
He just does not shine as the Doctor.
I don't think it's his age either.
No. He's just kind of a placeholder there, and that's kind of
an
that's
interim
really
doctor.
Sad. It's really, really sad.
I mean, he's... And it could be Moffat's writing, and it could be the fact that the stories have been Clara-centric.
Which is... Unfortunately, not my favorite at all.
I love Clara with Matt, and then Clara with Peter just changed everything for me. Just like, I don't like Clara anymore.
She had so much potential as the impossible girl.
She was my favorite companion going into Capaldi. Like, I loved her. And now, completely changed. Like, she went to the bottom. She is, she's just a pup. No, she's below below Rose Tyler now. Like, she is, to me, the worst companion.
She is the worst, in my opinion.
Hey, look, Martha fans, we gave you a shout-out. Yay! Yay. Poor Martha fan. Poor Martha. I don't know why she gets hated on so much.
She didn't really do anything?
Yes, she did.
And she was super clingy and obsessive?
But that's kind of what was going on a lot at that time in 2005 and 6 and
it
7.
Was super annoying?
No, I liked Martha. I thought Martha was better than Rose.
Mm.
I really hated Rose Tyler, but again, that's another conversation for another day. Do you want to go Star Wars or do you want to start? Well, let's do Star Wars.
Okay,
fuck
let's
it.
Go.
All right, so it's coming out, Rogue One, this week.
Yep.
Are you going?
I don't know.
What?
Well, you know, I have a crazy work schedule.
Well, this is true. Are you not going to go over the weekend?
I'm not sure, because my husband is trying to convince me to go visit his grandparents.
Nice. So there's a possibility of no Rogue One. We were discussing this. Like, look, I'm so damn excited for this movie, and I am, because I think it's going to be one of the best Star Wars movies ever. The trailer looks amazing. Like, it is one of those trailers you just sit there and just instantly touch your nerd nipples. Like, it is fucking great. But then I'm like, do I want to go pre-opening night? Because I did that with The Force Awakens, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Not the movie, because the movie was fine, but the environment, like, there's just two. Somebody told Ashley that she was not a real fan because she didn't get to go to the theater and watch the originals.
She is
25.
Yeah.
I almost got my wife's age wrong. Oh, shit. But yeah, she's 25, and someone told her that. It was an older lady who's like, no, you're not a real fan.
That's insane.
That's horse shit.
She wasn't even an embryo at that time.
She wasn't even thought of at that time. I mean,
okay, but I have seen the originals in theater, but that was only because they brought them back, and I was young.
One of them came out when we were, I think one of them had to have. I think it would have been, Return of the Jedi would have came out when we were like, maybe you might have been an infant, like really small, and I know I may have been two.
Well, you were only a year older than me, so there wouldn't have been that much difference.
Crap. Just trying to make it sound like I was wise of my years. Fuck.
But yeah, there would have been one that came out right around the time that we were really small. But they did bring it back in the 90s into theaters in preparation for the prequels. And so I did get to see them then.
And they brought it back for the last ones.
But Ashley would have still been really young then.
It makes me feel really creepy. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Sharon. Fuck.
Sorry, but it's the truth. We still love you, Ashley. But it is the truth, and I mean, even if she had gone, she wouldn't
remember
have a good
them?
Memory
yeah, no.
of them.
It's like, oh, they got re-released in what, 98?
Probably around there.
So that would have made her set. Oh, I'm a creeper. God, that makes me feel weird now. I need a shower. Fuck.
Whatever.
Rogue One. I'm excited for it, but I don't know if I want to go this weekend or not. Because, A, it's supposed to snow. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. Maybe we'll get to stay in town then.
And if we go, I kind of want to go at the same time we went to see The Force Awakens with you and Jesse.
Yeah.
Because that was a good time.
Yeah.
It was Sunday. It was the first showing on Sunday before mm-hmm. church members were out. And it was like, the theater's not completely packed. It was full. But it wasn't packed.
It wasn't miserable. And
you weren't ass to ass with people.
Yeah.
Like, that scares me. Like, I'm sitting there, like, next to somebody I don't even know. And they're like, do you like Star Wars? Like, oh, shit. Really? Are we going to have this discussion?
My favorite thing is when people come dressed to these movies. Or, like, to Harry Potter. And I'm not, like, being, like, sarcastic. Like, it really does bring me, like, pure joy to see people, like, fully enjoy these things to where they don't even care, and they come out and, like, there'll be, like, one or two people and everyone else is, like
everyone's got a lightsaber. Like, there's, like, this row of people that's, like, dressed as Jedis, and we're like,
and I just want to, like, stand and clap for them because, like, they're all by themselves.
And that one douchebag who's, like, took the time to do his Darth Maul makeup and, like, I'm a badass. Like, you can tell it, too. Like, they're standing in line. They're the only one, too, because they have no life. Sorry, Phil. And They have no life and just standing there. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I feel like that's going to happen a lot, but we're trying to decide if we're going to go to premiere night to watch Rogue One. I know that's tomorrow, but
yeah.
I don't know. We may go. I know we're going to see it eventually. I just don't know when. But when we do, we'll probably talk about it on the show.
Yep, absolutely.
And not do spoilers, which is kind of hard to do because I have read so many wonderful things about this movie. I've read it is Empire.
I've not read anything intentionally. I've not sought out anything.
You heard what was said. They're going to talk about that on Nerds of the Roundtable tomorrow. So
yeah,
it was okay. So it's Christmas.
Yeah, almost. Very close.
It's the 13 days of Christmas. This is Christmas for me.
Fun.
Okay, so I got to ask. The most popular toy this year.
Oh, it's probably the Hatchimal.
Yeah, it's the Hatchimal. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling on this? I know you've seen them.
I have.
Did your boys want one?
No.
God bless them.
No.
They get all the gifts. All of them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, they have no interest in them, which
you don't have to spend $249 on paying a Facebook yard sale to get them. Congratulations.
I don't even think, as a child, I would have been interested in them. So from what I gather, they're these little things in an egg, and then they hatch, and then they're basically like a Furby, except in the shape of another animal.
It's a penguin. It looks like a penguin.
Different things. There's owls.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different things.
The only time I ever see pictures or video, it's the fucking penguin.
Yeah, there's different ones, but some are more rare than others. So you have to, track down the more hard to find ones. They cost more.
So they're fucking Pokemon.
Or Beanie Babies, yeah. Yeah.
Which,
yes, I see.
How's that going for you right now?
She have a lovely army of Nazis. Beanie Baby squirrels.
Yes, mm-hmm. The Nazis are staring her down.
It's okay. I find them comforting.
Yeah. So when I first, I had to seek out what a Hatchimal was because I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I thought it was like a Tamagotchi.
Well, I mean, that's fair.
So I have described what I feel a Hatchimal is to my other half, and she looked at me like I had shot a baby. Because I'm like, you know in our day what a Hatchimal was called? Unwanted pregnancy.
That's pretty awful, and I can see why she would look at you if you shot a baby.
Like, a 12-year-old getting pregnant's a Hatchimal. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty terrible.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey.
Yeah, I didn't even know what they were until probably around Thanksgiving when all of a sudden, everyone started panicking, realizing
their child wanted it. Oh, God, I don't have Hatchimal. I don't have Hatchimal.
And then they were impossible to find.
I want you to know I almost Dwighted them.
Yes.
So on The Office, Dwight buys, all this doll. And what the author Water for Elephants did.
I have the picture of it. I actually have it on my phone. I thought about posting it.
The author for Water for Elephants did this. She bought 1,000 Hatchimals and sold them and made a whole bunch of profit. She's given to charity, at least that's what she's saying. Whether I believe it or not, that's a whole nother argument. She'll probably post something on Facebook about how people post how horrible they are at scamming. She isn't scamming people, but it's one of those things where, yeah, you got tickled with that. Where it's and she's supposed to be giving it to a homeless veteran, and that's awesome. Good for her. But I actually thought about doing that because at one time they were $29.99, and if you would have bought 10 of those,
yeah. I mean, if you go to Amazon right now and you search for them, they're gonna run anywhere from $250 to $400. Depending on the seller and the value of them.
You know what movie we could do for our special when we watch it? Jingle All the Way.
I honestly have never seen that.
God, crap! we're even trying to find a Christmas special where it's I'm giving you all my Christmas movies. God bless it. Because you haven't seen three of them. You haven't seen White Christmas.
No.
You haven't seen Jingle All the Way, which really baffles me. Which is not bad, by the way. It's not a bad movie. And you haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life in years.
Well, yes. But, I'm very familiar with it because, I did act in it and I have watched it. But I haven't seen it in probably, 8 years or so.
That's got to change.
Why?
Because it's a really good movie.
It is a good movie.
And I want to cry. Every time I watch that movie, I cry like a bitch.
But it is a very good movie. But I don't feel the need to watch it every year.
I have to There's just this list of movies I have to see every year, which right now I've only watched a few Hallmark movies with Ashley and Granny. That's it.
See, you feel the same way about Christmas that I do about Halloween.
No, it's stronger.
No, it's probably not.
No, yeah, it is. I do an entire, like, 2 weeks devoted to it on the website. No, it's stronger.
I don't know.
Like, we did talk about, there was the notion 1 year of doing, like, a Halloween thing. Of doing, like, maybe a week-long Halloween deal. And I'm going, I just don't think I can write horror. I just don't think I can write scary. I mean, I want to try. I mean, if you read this year's, if you read Christmas Story from 2014, I killed Santa, but with cancer. But I mean, that's kind of, you're giving me that look at cancer.
Terrible.
There are worse things.
No, cancer's like the worst. Do you know you can get cancer in your eyeball?
What?
You can get skin cancer in your eyeball from the sun. Wear sunglasses.
Well, I didn't know I was going to have to use this today, but...
Nurse! Yes, Dr. Scratch and Sniff?
Get these kids out of here!
Hello, nurse!
Didn't know I was going to have to use that today, yeah. But it was cued. It was ready to go.
That's a good thing.
Go me.
Yeah.
Go me. So any other huge Christmas, like, okay, so I've seen the moving snowflake projector, which I love.
Yeah, that our elf brought.
Yeah, your Elf on the Shelf, which if you read, Sharon meets Elf on the Shelf, which, by the way, I honestly believe is your best article to date.
Thank you.
And no, I do tell you that every time, but eventually I'm going to tell you something sucks, so that's why I'm telling you all of these are good, and then when that one time comes, it's like I can break it easily to you. It's like that moment and. Okay, it's like having, like, 37 pregnancy tests be negative when you're Caitlyn Jenner. Like, it's that kind of situation. Like, here you go. I just knocked over a speaker. There you go. That's kind of how it feels.
Okay.
Yeah. Because eventually I'm going to read something, and you may end up writing a story that has a plot. We never know, right?
I'm not good at writing stories.
Well, we don't know this.
When I was in school, I thought I was going to be an author, and I used to write stories. But
and
had,
look
like,
at you now.
Yeah, well, they had so there was always so many characters. Like, you know, it was always,
oh, no, it was had like 45
characters. It was, like, unmanageable.
Did your stories have really bad plot holes?
Well, I never even got, like, completely through them. Because, like I said, there was so many characters. It just, like, got out
See,
of hand.
I was writing play scripts in high school that are just god awful.
We did have to write a play at one point in theater and perform it, and it was like we were put in small groups and ours was terrible. Like I didn't have a whole lot to do with the writing, but I knew as like it was being like wrote down, like it was so terrible. I was just like sitting there, I'm like, oh gosh, I have to get up on stage and act this out. Yeah, so That's my only experience with writing plays.
So I'll tell you what mine was. It was a horror play called Horror High, where I would kill people that I went to high school with. Yeah, because that sounds great when you're in high school right now. By their personalities. Mm. Like, they'd be funny ways to die. Like, the FFA girl automatically somehow gets ran over by a tractor.
Nice.
And, like, the neat freak gets buried alive in a pile of messy clothing. Like,
oh, okay.
And
so it was like Scream Queens, but before it was thought of.
Scream Queens, yeah. So I probably could sue right now. So, because this was 1999. And I'm writing these out, and I'm like, oh, God. And I just had one character because I was watching SNL at the time and there was a character on there that said Sweet Sassy Molassy and I ended up putting that in like every fucking script. Like, I'm like, this is funny. Ha 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 ha. And I look back on them and I found them. There's 11 of them. I wrote 11 scripts for this play. Like, there's sequels. Like, it goes all the way up. Like, there's one where a deer hunter is... And their other half are in the woods, and she doesn't know he's dressed like a deer. And, like, he's running, like, and she's trying to shoot him. And I'm like, oh, this is the dumbest fucking shit. These have more plot. Those fucking stories have more holes in them than a president in a 1960s parade in Dallas. I mean, fuck. You're shaking your head again. Like, I've been wanting to get that joke out for 3 weeks now, damn it. Yes! This is the most terrible show I've done in a while. I'm back on my game. It's taken me a while, but yeah, no. I don't know. Like,
We'd need Kendra to teach us a class or something. Yeah.
Can we have a class on how to write horror? Because I suck. Like, I thought about when you're doing a Christmas horror story, like, that was the eventual progression of what the Christmas story was going to be. Mm-hmm. 1 year I was going to try, let's do horror. And I start writing it, and I'm like, nope. Nope. I can write this. I mean, I've got a great story in my head where somebody has sex on a dead body, but...
Ew.
It's a wonderful story, though. But then again, I can't write it without inserting jokes somehow into it. Like, it's... Like, now I'm probably reading it, it's a really bad dark comedy, but that might work. But, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I could get behind this, I guess.
It'd be interesting to read.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it for Halloween next year. Well, I have it wrote out. I've never showed it to anyone. It's like 120 pages, though.
That's pretty long for a short story,
I guess. Yeah,
it's I mean, 100... one for the internet anyway.
Yeah, no, it's one of those that would be like one section like a month, and like, let's see what happens. Let's throw it out there. So the Elf on the Shelf thing. Back to that. Since that was being really nice, and then
this is the most random
show on the net. So the Elf on the Shelf thing. So I have to tell you, the dog chewing it up, like, I could just see the dog face and just run. That's all I see in my face.
Yeah,
in my
head. It was my boxer. Yeah.
That's the funniest fucking photo ever. And then the other one, you actually did that?
Yeah. Yeah, I took it to work with me. Put it on an actual exam table. We made out like a little EKG paper.
That's funny as shit.
And then I changed Nicole's name in my phone to North Pole Infirmary. And had her text the picture to me.
Seriously?
I did. And we had...
Purple motherfucker Power Ranger.
And we had some brief conversation where she gave some update on Jensen's health. And then when I got home, I showed it to the boys. And so they had their update on how Jensen was doing. And so later on, I changed her name back. Yeah.
So did you get that confused at all during that time frame? Because that would have made me giggle.
No. So
who you're on the phone with, and it says North Pole Infirmary, and it's like, why are you guys talking about wine?
No, we kept that straight.
That's messed up.
But yeah, that morning, like, when I found him, I was, like, complete panic. Like, I picked him up, I'm like, this would be terribly traumatic, like, if you found your elf on the shelf with, like, with a hole in his head. Be like, he got like involved in a gang shooting over the whatnot.
There you go. Because I mean, gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
The picture cracks me up more than anything. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh no, here's the picture. Ka-ching.
I actually still have like the original one
that with has the hole in it.
Yeah, I do. It's in my closet. Mm-hmm.
I know someone who would probably use that hole for something else now.
No, I couldn't do that to the original Jensen.
No, I'm just saying that's what they would probably use it for.
Yeah.
As I'm going to send him $20 and a bag of gummy dicks.
Nice.
Yeah, because I figure he wants something phallic in his mouth anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. So for me, this Christmas is the weirdest one. We're moving. We're in the process of moving. It is sucking. As you can see behind you in the living room, all the fucking wedding gifts are still sitting there.
I do see that.
I don't even know. Like, I just looked at stuff and went, I don't even know what to do with this. This is too much stuff. Like, I figured we'd just get a toaster and that was it. I figured we'd get 9 toasters. I thought it was going to be like just everyone gives toasters and I was just going to be like, I'm using one of these to make a grilled cheese and just to kill it.
That's how my experience is with toaster ovens.
Oh, you get those?
Yes. Like, I get one, and I'm like, I don't need this. I have a toaster. I have an oven. I don't know why I need this. And so I keep it, and eventually I, like, give it away to someone, and then I get
another. You're a re-gifter?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't mean I don't need it. And so I give it away, and then that, like, same year, I receive another.
It's
fate.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to re-gift.
I don't need it, though.
But like, you don't re-gift.
But it's just sitting there. It's going to go to waste.
It's not...
And then before I know it, like, I'll end up with 20.
I I don't even know what to say.
I don't need it.
That's just sad.
It's not like it's like a super personal gift. It is a toaster oven.
That's true. But like, still, it's like, I wasn't expecting you to say that you re-gift. Like, it just wasn't, I didn't expect that to come.
Things are different. Like, okay, so like, I have tons of ornaments on my tree that I used to get from coworkers. Those are like very special. Like, I can remember like every single year right. I got those and who gave them to me.
Right, but that's one thing. But you re-gift the toaster oven.
It is a toaster oven.
You can still cook stuff in a toaster oven.
I don't need to.
Oh my God, I don't even know you anymore. I don't even know what to say. Like,
well, then you'll be disappointed in my other article that I just submitted to you.
I haven't read it yet, but I saw it was there without a title last night.
I put a title on it.
It wasn't when I saw it.
Oh.
Because when I was online last night, I was checking things out, and I'm like, oh, someone wrote something. Oh, it's a Sharon article. Oh, wait, what the hell is it? Because I'm looking and I see
the
list.
Probably when I was fat and with the pictures.
And I was looking at this going, oh, I might have been the one that fucked that up for you. Because I read it. Because I'm not supposed to read things when you're editing them. Yeah, there's this thing about if I go in and read something while you're editing it, I lock you out and it fucks it up.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it's fine. Like I said, there's only two pictures in it anyway. And it doesn't matter really where they go.
Because I'm an ass.
It doesn't matter. But in it, I talked about like giving away something to someone who would appreciate it more.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I can't believe a toaster oven though. That's a little sad to me.
Well, the next time I get one, because I just gave away one this year. so it's bound to happen soon. I shall pass it on to you then. So
we didn't get one. We had one on our list, but we didn't get one.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with them.
We're getting a toaster oven at some point. Yeah.
It is inevitable. I will get one. I'm sure.
Oh, my God. It's wonderful. Other stuff. One other thing that, and I mean, I'm trying not to talk about all Christmas stuff because we have so many Christmas shows to do. And I don't want to, like, we haven't done an episode of Live in a while. And I think the last episode was before I got married.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, this is a new thing for me, I guess. are there any, since nobody knows, we're doing a list in our final episode. We're doing, what is it? We have a list and we're checking it twice is the name of the third one. So, we're doing lists of our favorites and our worst and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, any Christmas traditions in your household besides the Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah. So there's, I'm thinking, let me see what country this comes from before I tell you.
And while she's looking up countries, don't forget to check out our stores, Zazzle.com/Craving Humor and Spreadshirt.com/TBK Magazine. In 2017, we will have our own store launching. So with stuff from Burning Willow Press, My Nerditure, and more. Check that out. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a German tradition.
Belschnickel?
No, it is not. Damn it! So there's a German tradition where you...
I'm sorry, I just got this middle image with you walking around with a whip. Nein!
So there's a German tradition where you have a glass pickle ornament on your tree.
Oh, and you hide the pickle.
And you do, and the first person that finds it is supposed to get to open a gift, and typically it's a special gift that's for like the whole family to use, but right. In my family, I just let like the first person who finds it gets to open the first gift, but so we do that, and
so you guys play hide the pickle?
Yeah, in this tree.
You can't say that with a straight face, can you?
So all through December, it stays like at the top of the tree, and then it gets hidden on Christmas Eve. So, and normally, my youngest Eli gets up like super super early and scopes it out first, and then he wakes up everyone. So he is almost always like the first one.
Want
to find
the pickle?
Yeah.
I found the pickle. I also call that summer camp.
Nice.
It's that episode, isn't it? I got up at 6.
Well, I always get up that early.
I don't. I didn't know 6 o'clock came twice a day until this week.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. This is why I'm glad I work my own hours. Fuck. Yeah. But I'm a little wiry today, so that's kind of cool. Is there anything else other than besides hanging the pickle?
No. I was going to say, I think, have you seen that commercial where, like, I think maybe it's, like, for Disney or something, where the parents are, like, they get up super excited and they're, like, trying to wake their kids up and they're, like, dragging them out of bed and stuff?
Yes.
I'm going to do that this year.
Like, I'm going to get super excited.
I'm going to set an alarm and, like, wake them up.
Get up! Yeah. I want to open gifts.
I'm going to set an alarm and, like, get them up at, like, 2 a.m. Go in there, like, jump on their beds and drag them out.
That's something I would do. That's great.
I know. I think it'd be super fun.
Find the fucking pickle, kids! Find it! Find it! Come on!
So I think I'm going to do that this year.
I think it's time. I'm getting ready to start some Christmas traditions. Like, I know Christmas lights, and I talked about that, and I proposed under Christmas lights. And Ashley will be on the show eventually. She lost her voice. Like, it's somewhere floating out in space. Shit's gone. It's been a very quiet few days for me, though.
Ashley's going to get you.
I'm going to get stabbed really hard. Really, really hard. She also knows what else is coming up in this show, by the way. And she is just like... At 7 o'clock this morning, she looked at me and went, "You're a terrible person." So, there's more. But yeah, we're going to start doing Christmas lights. We're going to take in a Christmas movie either in... Batesville does them. I didn't know this. Batesville movie... it's not a movie theater, but they have, like, an actual theater. But they show Christmas movies.
That's awesome.
And they're doing all of them. They actually had the RV from Christmas Vacation out there.
That's pretty cool.
Judge Reinhold was supposed to be there, and the fucker got arrested. So, yay, nice. Judge Reinhold. Speaking of that, really quick, I want to say something sad because it is Christmas. Fuck 2016.
Yeah.
And finding out Alan Thicke died, I bawled like a baby. That's been the hardest one that's hit me this year. And I don't know why, maybe because I use him in the Christmas stories and I feel kind of close to Alan Thicke in a weird way. Like, he could have been my spirit animal. Like, there was jokes when I first started the website that's like this horrible headshot of Alan Thicke that's in a leather jacket doing this. It's like Alan Thicke is watching you masturbate. And it's a terrible photo. And I mean, it's just like this, he's got that creepy look in his eye. So yeah, now I feel really bad, but it's like...
I don't know who was the hardest one. I mean, we've lost so many great people.
Alan Rickman was pretty hard too, but
We lost David Bowie,
Prince.
Yeah. I mean, so many legends and
some people's dignities.
Yeah, not sure.
I'm telling you, if 2016 was a good year for you, like if you have nothing to complain about in 2016, you're a fucking dick.
Yeah.
You must be one of the biggest assholes ever because this year has been shit for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, everything down the entire list has just been absolute shit.
I completely agree. I don't think I've talked to anybody who's had a particularly great year.
Oh, I have. And fuck them. Like, I know. Fuck you. Like, that's just my thought behind that. But, yeah, so we want to send my condolences to the Thicke family because I actually love Alan Thicke. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I read the news... I found the video of him singing by Crash Test Dummies on How I Met Your Mother and just darted like, he's gone. This is too much. And so 2016, if you take anyone else, fuck.
Yeah.
Can we go back to 2015? Just for a little bit.
That was a pretty good
year. Is 2017 going to be a good year?
I hope so.
Dear God, I hope so. It is now time to move on to one of my favorite segments. We have not done this in a while, because I'm a terrible person. It is now time for Rejected Sponsorships.
Hi, Billy Mays here to share with you the most important product I have ever endorsed.
It's cocaine. All right, so I'm a terrible person. God. Okay, so... You've been around for one Rejected Sponsorship. I don't know if you know if you remember how this works.
I mean, I remember listening to
them get
before.
Sent horrible things, and we look at them and talk about them and see if we actually want them to be a sponsor for the website or not.
Right.
All right, so this is the weirdest thing I got in the mail, but right now, so by the way, I'm putting quotes around everything because it's a joke, people, and I have to explain that. Because I feel like I'm going to offend somebody who's going to take it up on Facebook and be like, these guys are assholes. And then people are going to listen to the show, and we thank you for being just an ass. So, here we go. Do you have a CD of Christmas music?
Yes.
Do you ever listen to it? At Christmas, do you listen to it? And is it Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No.
What the fuck? I see you having a Trans-Siberian.
You know which one it is.
Nightmare Before Christmas is not a Christmas album.
No, it's not.
Oh, what is it?
It's Phineas and Ferb holiday favorites.
That is actually really good. But okay, so, I mean, I gotta get you a Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD.
I mean, I know. Listen to them, and they are good.
Okay, so, is there that, but is there, like, so the Phineas and Ferb ones, ever since you've heard it, is it something you listen to every Christmas?
Pretty regularly, okay. And it was Eli's CD.
Now it's yours.
In all fairness, it was my youngest son's CD. And so I played it.
Send all your CDs.
Yeah.
Phineas
and Ferb. I played it in my car for him every year. And then I also uploaded it onto my iTunes account so I can listen to it on my own.
Like just all times of the year, like all of a sudden there's like a Phineas and Ferb.
No, it's like the Nightmare Before Christmas album. Like I put
which
it on.
Which played all the time?
What? It's off now.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Somehow, I'll be listening to it. I'll be with you sometime hanging out, and all of a sudden...
It's been removed from my library, and then I'll put it back on, like, next October.
Well, I mean, it's... I can find anything and have it queued up. Thanks, Pete Ralph. Ooh, that might be a theme open. I might use this for something. Okay. Okay, but I got a CD in the mail, and it is a compilation disc of your favorite Christmas hits.
Favorite what?
Christmas hits.
Okay.
It is David Duke's Country Christmas.
Okay.
Do you know who David Duke is?
No.
Oh, boy.
So,
this is going to make this joke even worse. David Duke is a Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Oh, okay.
And he ran for Senate in Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Very big Trump supporter, so they sent us a Christmas album.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know what? Because, you know, we do love Christmas around here, and we get some weird Christmas stuff. Like, last year, we got the vibrator that pops eggs. So,
yes, which I actually...
introduced us to, and then all of a sudden, it's like, I kind of want to have that. And then we talked about it on the show... And then we got offered to send, someone offered to send us one, and I kind of want to use it just to be weird. On myself. Yeah, all right, there's your mental image for the day. I want to be like that scene from Alien, where it just pops out of the belly. And then pops out, and then like in Spaceballs, hello, my baby, hello, my... Okay, but back. So David Duke's Country Christmas, the first song on the album is the Bing Crosby hit, White Christmas. You're just looking at me like you're a horrible person. The second song on the album is Bing Crosby's White Christmas. It's on there 11 times.
Are all versions the same? Or?
Yeah, no. Because, you know.
I know, but it's not like one's like more jazzy than the other, and one's not like more rock and roll than the other.
Because that's the devil's music.
Okay.
You're just like, I'm a terrible person, and I just see it in your eyes like, oh, this you're a dick. You're a dick, sir.
I can't see why we rejected this.
Yeah, no, it is a rejected sponsorship. Because why the hell not? All right, we're going to move on from rejected sponsorships. It's now time for Christmas news.
It's your weekly dose of headlines.
Dear God, I need to bring the segment back, don't I? Fuck, weekly dose? God, this is like your second time this year dose. Hey!
Yeah, it really is.
It's like, you know you don't want to have sex, but you take the Viagra anyway for the second time. That's exactly what we're at right now. Have you seen the news stories floating? Okay, so, have you seen the news story floating around out of Oregon?
No, I don't think so.
I want your take on this.
Okay.
So, there's a school in Oregon, and I'm not sure where, and I didn't even have to look this up because it stuck with me pretty hardcore, and I'm writing about it's the WTFs on the website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school in Oregon that has banned Santa because it's a religious figure,
which is an extremely odd thing.
I don't see Santa, like, I don't see people worshiping at the altar of the Claus. Dear God, though, the book would be great.
I mean, Santa Claus is just about as non-religious as you can get. But if you want to really, really trace back its roots, you can get back to St. Nicholas.
Right.
But how many people actually currently relate to that?
I think a lot of people know him as St. Nick because there's songs that's like...
Right, but how many people actually understand that it's actually based on
a real person,
a saint, and know the actual story behind it? Because it's not actually based on a man that lives on the North Pole, makes toys, and delivers them on Christmas.
Dear God, you just killed the fantasy for everybody! You're cold and heartless!
I mean, so, you know, I don't think a lot of people actually relate that to a religious story.
I don't see, I mean, the only, like, balance is he sees you when you're, he knows everything you do, which is what they tell younger children in the Bible, in Sunday school class, like, hey, God's watching you, so if you touch yourself, you're going to hell!
Yeah.
Like, hey, I've been in hell since 2012 then. But... Since I was 12, not 2012, because that would be really weird. but yeah, no, that's kind of one of those things where I don't understand, because it's just a character.
Right.
I mean, are you banning Rudolph? Because, I mean, if you ban one, you kind of have to ban everyone.
And, I mean, even in my article about the Elves on the Shelf, I talk about how Zeke was introduced to them at school.
Yeah, so were we.
So.
Not the same ones, but something like it.
You know, so.
I don't see...
That goes right along with Santa.
I mean, how can you... Okay, and this is just me, and maybe I'm wrong, but how can you decorate for Christmas without Santa? And I know you can, but there's still a possibility. Like, it's gonna somehow get in there. Like, it's not easy. Like, because that means you have to ban, like, characters in Santa hats, I feel, too. Like, I feel like this is just a line that's just... You can't win.
It is a very strange thing to ban based... on religion.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I understand, like, okay, if I guess if a teacher wanted to do everything, it's like, here's a Hanukkah menorah, here's something for Kwanzaa, here's a Christmas tree, here's something, here's the nothing box for the atheist. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, what do you do at this point? It's weird. It's Santa. It's fucking Santa. It's a guy in a red suit who brings toys. He's fat and eats cookies. How... religious is that? I mean, gluttony is a fucking sin.
Yeah.
You're Catholic, you know that.
He does eat a lot of cookies.
He's diabetic.
Yeah.
I would bet money on it. Mm-hmm. Unless he has low blood sugar and he needs the cookies to survive.
Well, it's kind of two sides of the same coin.
Like, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand.
If he has to, you know, what's the low blood sugar called?
Hypoglycemia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But, like, it kind of goes together.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned something new. I'm not playing the Hello Nurse clip again. Fuck that. All right. Moving on. Then the second story that I've seen is there's this long line at a mall. And I don't know where it is. And there's this long line of parents and kids. And they're lined up to see good old Santa Claus and his religious glory. And all of a sudden... A fucking street preacher, which you have a lot of history with.
Yeah, I already have some beef with
street preachers.
Yeah.
We came out of the Memphis Grizzlies game to a bunch of street preachers standing out.
Did they call you a whore?
They told everyone they were going to hell for enjoying basketball.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I was like, well, I guess so. I mean, they did tell me if I played with my balls, this would probably happen, so it's all right. But yeah, no, this is, the street preacher comes up and tells this entire group of kids that Santa's not real.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick, sir.
Yeah, I agree.
You should not be allowed to be around anyone. You need to get boned. Like, that's the kind of person who needs to go out and get laid. He needs a Tinder account. Like, you can probably find someone on Tinder really easily. All right, you need to make that happen. Because, fuck, if you're just telling kids that Santa's not real, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's really terrible.
And, I mean, you're in line at a mall.
Yeah. To see...
Santa!
Yeah.
And, I mean, these kids, that's something that, like, these parents look forward to. Taking their kids. You ruined this fucking moment. You're kind of... that person who sits over in the corner at the party and just waits to be like, but...
Yeah.
You're an ass. I mean...
Yeah.
what are you going to do? Like, someone's going to bust your bubble one day, and you're just going to sit and cry for hours. Yeah, I want it to be me, but I know you've ran into street preachers before.
Yeah.
That's probably not the nicest thing, but I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's really awful.
So now there's a war against Santa, apparently. Well, our war is going on strong because we're keeping Santa alive this year with our letters to Santa. I'm even contemplating writing as all the characters on the show as well this year, because that's how much of a Christmas spirit I'm in. I don't know if it's a spirit or assholery. But, oh, and at the end of the show today, I announced the title of the Christmas story.
Yay!
So, that's the weird news, or the really shitty news for Christmas so far. And we've got a lot of episodes to go. I don't really want to bring it down. I was going to include the story of the Santa who held the child and the child.
Yeah, that's
and
real.
I just can't talk mean about that. And that's just a sad story. And so I'm going to go with another story. My mother tells me yesterday on the way home, or on the way back from Paragould, or no, from Mr. T's, because she had to pick up a dog kennel. And we were talking our favorite Christmas movies. And she tells me her favorite Christmas movie is Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas, and without missing a beat, I looked at her and went, I feel like that is every mountain in Tennessee right now. All right, so moving on. It is now time for one of your favorite segments on Live. It is now time for Game Time. Yeah, Family Feud music this time, which kind of puts me in the mood to be in a Baptist church eating fried chicken, but that's a whole other argument. So our third, really quick, I get emails all the time asking me the question of when's a certain game going to be back on Live, and we haven't done games in a while, and the last game we did was Dallas. Well, I mean, one of the last games we did. This is the last time this game was featured on the show, not today's game.
Yeah, we played one other since.
Yeah, we've done Who Wants to Win a Happy Meal, which is what we're doing today. But today it's going to be Who Wants to Win a Fruitcake, so you're going to win yourself.
Nice.
I set that up. Yes. I'm tickling myself so well today. I'm like a member of a 3-beat slide right now. oh, God. And they agreed to do a show next year with us. Oh. Okay. So.
I'm excited
about
that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah. Okay, but back to the. So, during our Christmas Day episode, it is the return of your favorite game show, Where's Timmy's Penis? You and Ashley will be playing against each other in a hope to win.
Ugh.
What? You're cuck? That's what you get? It's kick. What's wrong with this?
This is not my favorite game.
It's a listener's favorite game, and that's all that matters, right? It was never anyone who's played favorite game either. Like, that's their second least favorite game usually.
Second least?
Yeah, because the first one, we're playing today! It's time to play Who Wants to Win a Happy Meal! But today we're calling it Who Wants to Win a Fruitcake. You know the rules of the game, it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Da-da-da-da. I wasn't supposed to play that again. I hit the wrong button. I was just going to let it go and make it look like I meant to do that, so. Go me. Alright, so you know the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've got to find my... Oh, I don't have those anymore.
Did you lose the questions?
No, I have the questions. I don't know if I have the sound effects for the questions, like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound effects right now. I think they're on the other computer, which is great. So I now just get, I gotta find something. Hold on. I'm gonna find something really quick. Talk about anything you want.
I don't know what to talk about.
Anything. It's Christmas. Talk about Christmas stuff. Okay.
So, I've never taken my boys to see Santa.
What?
Nope. Because they don't believe that any of the Santas that they see are Santa. Those are Santa's helpers.
That's what my mom told me, too.
And so, they have no interest in meeting or having their picture taken or any of that. And I know that if I ever did, like, try to take them, my kids would, like, flat out tell everyone, just like that preacher did. Not to be mean, but just because they are very blatant like me.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now. Apparently I found video game sound effects. We're gonna run with it. Alright, it's now time to play to Who Wants to Win a Fruitcake. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to answer five questions. The first four are multiple choice. The fifth one is not.
Okay.
Your idea is to win. You get one lifeline. You can only use the lifeline during the first four questions. I'm an asshole. Like that.
Yeah, that rule sucks.
I don't make the rules. I only follow. All right, it's now time for that first question. And the first question is, Rudolph has a nose of what color?
Red.
I gotta read the choices, damn it.
Okay, sorry.
A, oh, blue. Well. B, red. C, green. D, hot dog.
I'm really tempted to choose D.
And in the game right now. Thanks.
it's B, red.
Is that correct? Okay, well, all right. Next video game sound effects. I don't even know. Santa Claus makes a list. How many times does he check it? Twice. 491. C. 3,742,911. Or D. Hot dog.
Again, D is so tempting.
Trust me, you're going to really want to know the fourth question really bad today.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go with twice.
Is that correct? I think I'm going to use this from now on. That's great. That is correct. Oh, wow. We're just moving along here. Candy canes are made of what? A, peppermint. B, sugar and spice and everything nice. C, the devil's juice. D, hot dog. It's the devil's juice. Because fucking Rumple Mints made me sicker than a dog one year. And I can't do mint stuff very well now because of getting really drunk on Rumple Mints.
So I could technically challenge this question.
Yes, because sugar and spice. Yeah.
No, because candy canes come in all different kinds of flavors, including pickle now.
This is true. So sugar and spice and everything. That is not nice, but...
But I'll go
the with devil's juice? Yeah, I mean, it's allowed.
But I'll go with peppermint this time.
Is that correct? That was fucking long. All right. Fourth question. And you have to use your lifeline here. Frosty is a blank. A, a snowman. B, something you buy from Wendy's. C, something someone horribly did in 2009 to their hair. Or D, the stuff on the windshield that makes you late for work.
So I have to use my lifeline?
You have to use a lifeline.
I request a lifeline.
All right, so here's your lifeline today. You get help from one of the TBK Live characters.
Okay, who's my choice?
You either get a choice between Dr. Science or Charlie.
I've met Charlie. I don't think I've met Dr. Science, so I choose Dr. Science.
It's been a while since I've done this. Hold on. I'm Dr. Science, damn it. And I went to the finest schools, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Pepperdine, and Rosemary Community College. To answer your question, it's A, dipshit.
I don't think that was a choice, Dr.
Science. I think
Science.
He's just an asshole. Dr. Science likes to try to kill his assistants. So just to let you know, so when the Dr. Science show comes up one day, because it's probably going to, he's going to try to hurt you. Yeah.
Okay. So was snowman a choice?
That was A.
Okay, I'm going to go with A.
Is that correct?
You win.
All right, so to let you know, every answer was a choice. We also would have accepted Elsa's vagina.
That's disturbing.
Think about it really hard, and it's the meanest thing I've said in the show. All right, so I got to look this one up. So while that's going on, how do you feel about your chances right now?
Not very good.
Who are you playing for today? Would you like to say hi to your family? Hi, Mom! No? Is that a no?
Can I play for someone that I don't like? Because I know,
yeah, no, I mean, that's,
I know this is not going to go well, so.
Like, would you like to say hi to everyone? Okay. Oh, my God. within 3 seconds without going over. How long is How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
I have no idea.
Is that your final
answer? Yes.
Well, you have to make a guess here.
Are we talking about the cartoon?
Like, I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna assume since you chose these that it's the cartoon, the original, and I'm gonna say 27 minutes.
1 hour, 44 minutes, and 13 seconds.
You suck.
So does she win today? Oh, I can't find it now. Crap! There it is. Thank you.
How long is the cartoon?
I don't know. Because I was going to look up whichever one you didn't answer.
I know.
It's the worst thing ever. I'm a terrible
I realized one. That. I just figured you had both of them, like, looked no. up just in case.
Well, I did, but the cartoon's, like, 24. It might be 27. Timely cartoon. I guess I'm going to look this up since now. There it is. Four. 25 minutes and 42 seconds.
Hmm. Yeah, pretty close.
You were off by 2 minutes. So, yay. I'm a terrible person, aren't I? You weren't expecting that, were you? I feel like you're just mad now.
I'm not mad.
I feel like you're a little angry. By the way, I do have a goal, everybody. My mission during one of these Christmas shows is to get her to curse. So that is something... That's going to be the Christmas present to myself.
It won't happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It won't happen.
Why do you think I'm going terrible in these shows? All right, here we go. It's now time.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Treat yourself 2011.
Sheila!
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, what is going on here?
It's now time for a debate between two people who will put out milk and cookies for Santa, but then just eat them themselves. It's now time for the nerd debate here on Live. Two very huge Christmas topics. One of them we do every year. One of them we've never done. Dun, dun, dun. So every year we discuss this topic because it seems like every year I go through co-host like I know it's gonna
I
make.
I promise I'll
joke.
Be here next year.
Hey, I've gone through a lot of co-hosts, so I was gonna say I've gone through co-hosts like wives, but that's terrible.
Again, Ashley, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what his problem is today.
I'm just a dick today. Well, I can tell you what my problem is. I've been up since 6. All right.
It's been 3 hours.
That's a long time. I went to bed at 4.
I went to bed probably about 3, I guess.
I know, because you texted me.
Yeah. Not a great night for me.
I was going to send a text going, are you sure you're going to be ready to do this show? Because I know I am.
I have to get up and take my kids to school, so I don't really have much of a choice.
School. All right. So this topic we talk about every year. So, Frosty the Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
You know the song.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Frosty.
Yeah.
Thump,
mm-hmm.
thump, thump, thump.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the sound of thumpity thump, thump is the sound of him fapping.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a white Christmas for Frosty. All Christmas long, everybody. All Christmas long. All right. So,
it's going to be a long, what we have 11 days left?
Yep.
It's going to be a long 11 days.
All right, so the question is, like, so Frosty's eyes are made of coal.
Mm-hmm.
Kids made Frosty. Does that mean they're terrible children?
They made him before Christmas, so was this left over from last year?
It could be, but it is coal.
Yeah.
And the thought of getting coal for Christmas is what bad kids get.
They did have an abundance of snow, though.
Yeah.
They might have been using the coal to, like, actually
heat the house.
Yeah,
but at that time it mostly would have been wood. So I mean, it's
It's possible.
It's not something you're going to get your hands on very easily, unless your father works on a fucking mine.
If you look at the original show...
Which I think is we're going to be making fun of.
Some of those kids look kind of mischievous. So I wouldn't rule it out.
Mischievous is the word you choose? I mean, they stole the fucking hat, too.
See, I have an issue with that one.
I don't. They took the hat.
No, the magician was terrible, and he threw it out. And then, when they put it on Frosty's head, and he realized the hat was magical, he threw a little hissy fit and demanded to have it back. So, I don't have an issue with that one.
I kind of can relate to this.
So, if you throw out something, and you find out that it does actually work, you're going to throw a hissy fit and take it from small children.
yes, I am.
And you're going to kill Frosty the Snowman.
Look, if I had a talking snowman, I've got Oprah money. That's not going to be an issue anymore in life.
But he didn't even want to leave, like, the hat and take the snowman. He just wanted his hat back.
Yeah, because that's not what made Frosty alive, though. I still don't think it was the hat. I think it was all the horribleness that came off the children. It's like, we have to counterbalance this with something sweet and innocent. Let's give them a fucking snowman. A very creepy snowman at that, too.
So... I disagree about the hat, but I'll agree with a call.
You think the kids are terrible kids?
At least a couple of them.
What do you think they did to get Cole? Because I'm thinking, A, they probably backtalked their parents.
Yeah.
Probably smacked a bowl of porridge somewhere, because that would have been about that time. Yeah. About the time.
Yeah.
All you see is Oliver Twist, like, more, please. They're like, no, yeah. Pop. Might have gave a kid a wedgie.
Mm-hmm.
Might have got their tongue stuck to a... Convinced the kid to stick their tongue to a pole. Yeah.
Pulled some pranks on the teacher. Something like that.
Yeah. Those kids look awful. No, it's been a question we've debated for years on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually going with them being bad. I think you were the first co-host to ever say that. Ever, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point on it, yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
You just agreed with me.
About the coal, not the hat.
But I'm still, but that's an agreement. I don't know what to say right now. Like, I'm very confused. Like, I'm not used to having people agree with me, like, ever on this show. Like, no one ever agrees with me.
Well, it's my opinion, because you know if I didn't agree, I would fight you. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I expected. I expected someone to be like, hey, we're going to, so I feel like there's only one way to pull. Only one thing to do here, right? And it's not going to play, is it? This turned into a very religious show. Have you noticed that?
There has been a lot of references, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, all right. Our second, marshmallows and hot chocolate with water or milk?
Milk.
Marshmallows or whipped cream?
Whipped cream.
Fuck yes! Oh my god, someone who actually agreed with me on that one, too.
Yep.
It is a Christmas miracle. I feel like I'm Tiny Tim, and I just got my leg to work again. Like, I can do that little kick thing from the Bingo Boys music video. God, that's a terrible reference. Okay, the other topic... The hot chocolate one got brought up, like, last year, and that became, like, huge, so I don't have to worry about that. The other question is... Okay, so, when you were a child... And they tell you the story of Santa,
mm-hmm.
and he comes down chimneys. If, say, your parents did not know about the key.
Right.
Do you think that if you believed in Santa, you weren't going to get gifts if you didn't have a chimney? Is Christmas coming to the house if you didn't have a chimney? I grew up in a mobile home. We didn't have a fucking chimney.
We didn't either. I figured out about Santa and Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy and all of that when I was really young, like 5 or 6. My mom always talked about how there was a secret that we would find out one day. And so
I was born a man.
Yeah. So I remember just walking up to her being like, Tooth Fairy's not real. And she's like, that's right. And then it just, like, all come tumbling out, like, and Santa Claus and Easter Bunny. And, like, I just, like, started, like, spilling all these out. And she's like, yeah, that's right. And so I don't think I ever was at an age where I even, like, considered the issue of not having a chimney. But I do, of course, like, after I was, after I understood that Santa wasn't real, I became a Santa's helper. And so, I would stay up and, help my mom, like, put out stuff in the stockings and gifts and stuff. And so I think we just told my siblings that we would leave the door unlocked. And that was our solution.
So. Good thing you possibly didn't live in a sketchy neighborhood at the time.
No, we lived, in a very rural area, like on a gravel road.
Oh, so you could leave your door unlocked anyway, and it's just like...
I mean, like, we lived on a dead-end road with,
and the,
like,
one car that ever does come out there is trying to fuck anyway, so, I mean, that's pretty much what's happening.
It was like we had, like, five neighbors down this road, and everybody knew everyone, and you could just, like, wander over to your neighbor's house and just walk in. Like, nice. It was a completely fine, that type of area.
We didn't have a chimney either. My mother spun that story, like, oh, we're going to leave the door unlocked.
See, similar.
And I'm like, you know, as a kid, I'm like, yay, because Santa can get in. As an adult, I'm like, I could have been touched inappropriately. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck. But outside that, I found out when I was 9 or 10. And the magic's still real, though. I still firmly believe this. Mm-hmm. At 32, the magic of Santa is real. Because it creates such a happy time. The magic is real. The person bringing toys is not, but the magic is. Get that straight. But when I'm found out, my mother tried to spin the story. Like, I'm going to turn this around. Like, I'm going to make myself look like Fox News. Here we go. Like, well, it's because Santa, we don't have a chimney, son. And Santa has to deliver the gifts. And somehow, he just brought him to make sure they would get delivered. And I looked at her, I'm like, but there was a receipt right there.
Nice.
I mean, They didn't have a credit card or anything, but there was a receipt with your check on it. Like, you can't spend this now.
Yeah. You know, Zeke is 12, and he's a very intelligent child. And I'm pretty sure he knows. Like, I just don't believe that he doesn't. But he's never brought it up or anything. And so I believe that he knows, but I don't think he'll ever say anything because I think he's too considerate of my feelings. And so I think he'll just continue to...
He'll believe in the spirit, though.
Yeah.
Like, and that'll be awesome later on. Yeah. Like, that's going to be something really cool later on. It's like, I can do this now.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm...
I can be this person.
I'm never going to bring it up unless he does, so...
Sex talks happened. Yeah. All this talks happened.
Yeah.
Santa's real, Mom, right?
Well, if he comes to me, I'll tell him, but I don't lie to my kids.
That's the one thing, like, I had a debate with an ex one time over should we tell a child, if we had a child, should we tell, it was my ex-wife, but should we tell the child if Santa's real? And I'm like, I want the child to have that moment where it's like, one gift from Santa, I'm fine with, like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Not every gift should be from fucking Santa. Right. And, like, there should be one cool gift from Santa, one cool gift from us, and then you can split those shitty ones. Because, I mean, kids are going to get shitty gifts. Like, I don't care.
You,
like,
have to have some filler gifts in there, yeah.
Kids are going to get fucking socks. Hey, it's going to happen. That's what I was thinking. Like, that would have been great. And she's like, no, I'm telling right from the beginning that Santa's not real.
Yeah, I have some friends that are that way, too.
And I'm like, I get that. But you... I can't say that, because I will get in trouble. But there's other things. Like, there are things that you believe in that doesn't make that look good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I feel like you believing in the flying spaghetti monster is not... You can tell a child that, but you can't tell it Santa's real? That's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah.
And fuck you believing in a flying spaghetti monster, by the way. I don't see how that's a real thing either.
Yeah.
Cthulhu. That's... I don't know. It's like a weird process with it. It was a weird time. But that is our nerd debate today. No, I mean, like, that was kind of something we discussed. Like, something I wanted to know. Like, if you're a child and you didn't have a chimney, do you feel like Christmas wasn't coming? I feel like there was some out there that just probably
I'm sure it was an issue for some.
Because there's probably somebody's asshole stepdad that's like, oh, we don't have a chimney, no Christmas for you, little shit.
We do. We have a key. It's an ornament.
We're drinking a Pabst. Mm-hmm.
And I did realize last night that it didn't make
talking
it.
Talking to me.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't make it onto my tree this year because I finally convinced my boys that we don't need to put every single ornament that we have on the tree because a lot of them are from mine and my husband's childhood and it would literally topple the tree.
That's why you get a second tree.
I don't need a second tree.
You need a second tree.
No, I don't. And so
send all your trees too.
And so apparently the key ornament was probably at the bottom of the box because it didn't make it onto the tree. And so we've already taken back everything up to the attic. And I'm not going to ask my husband to go back up there and get it down. So hopefully my kids won't realize that the key is not on the tree.
If they do, go to Pier 1. I know it's one of those things, but just go to Pier 1 and get a new one.
I might just have to tell them I unlocked the door.
Do you guys leave out milk and cookies?
Yes.
I didn't know if that's what you did or you did something different.
No, I normally bake cookies with the boys on Christmas Eve. And I normally, because by then I've already normally ate a lot of cookies. Because I eat them while like I'm baking them because I want to eat them when they're warm and go soft.
I figured you were just going to be like, I'm going to eat them while they're still in the dough stage.
No, I don't do
that. Hello, stomach worms, as my mom told me.
I don't do that because, again, salmonella and stuff. But
worms. That's what my that's all my mom told me. She's like, you're going to get worms.
No, not worms. Salmonella.
Parents.
So, and I have a special plate and a special glass that was given to me by a previous boss. But, so I normally just, like, take, like, the edge of the cookie and, like, leave, like, crumble it up and leave crumbs on the plate and then, like, just leave a tiny bit of milk in the bottom so it looks like.
I'm just going to flat out say it. We're going to teach our child to be like, look, Santa likes hot wings and Pepsi.
Well, when I was little, actually, my mom told us that, Santa and Rudolph preferred, Pepsi and Mountain Dew and beef jerky.
Damn Skippy. I'm cool with that.
And that is what we left out.
Well, I feel like they need some salt to go with that, all that cookie anyway. And so
I don't, which of course, again, I was little when I figured it out. But I mean, up until that point, like I never questioned it. I'm just like, okay, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, why not?
So Dad orders hot wings from Pizza Hut before Christmas every year, and then we leave out hot wings for Santa, but he eats hot wings, and it's the same hot wings. Dad's just a fat ass, isn't he? Come on. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Christmas Nerd Debate. It's now time for that final segment of the show. It's time for What We Learned. I'm bringing back the old style show. Every time I hear this song, all I see is Rosario Dawson's boobs. That's it. Clerks 2 with her dancing. It's just. That's what Brian said too, though. That's all he sees now too. It's like we're in the same boat. All right. So, what'd you learn on today's show? I learned that you're an asshole, Richard.
I'm still not a big fan of Christmas.
And 4 more shows to go. At least I know of 3.
And my dislike of street preachers is still going on pretty strong. I really don't like them.
I'm gonna get punched right in the arm as soon as I say this, but I'm in a sarcastic mood, so. What I've learned today is that if someone is in a snowstorm and you're walking and someone says they see that blinding light, it's you.
I'm okay with that.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! I was expecting to. Well, that was rude.
Okay, so I have white foundation for whenever like I want to cosplay like as like Wednesday Addams or stuff like that. But then I look back at our live videos from Halloween.
I look more pale than you do.
I don't know about that, but I look at those videos and I look at how pale I am, And I'm not wearing any special makeup. Like, this is not normal makeup. And so I look at that and I was like, ugh. Like, I can't imagine what I look like with the white makeup on.
Why do you think we do a podcast?
I mean, I don't care. Like, I know I'm pale. Like, I have to either... Well, I finally found a store that carries a shade that matches me. But before that, I had to special order my foundation because I could never find something.
Special kudos to that store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that transparent was a color they carried.
Well, I asked him. I was like, what's the name of the shade? Because, you know, it's like beige and blah, 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 and porcelain, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it's okay, honey. She said, when you come in, just tell us that you need the palest shade. I was like, thank you.
I really want to know what the name of that color is.
I think it is like ivory porcelain or something like that. Yeah.
You're right up there with those creepy dolls now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just letting you know. Like, uh-huh. Yeah. So coming up during the 13 days, we're going to have Video Killed the Internet Star. That's going to have Christmas songs from Three Beat Slide and who knows who else. Regular music's going to be part of that too, because I'm running out of Christmas videos to do that are bad. It's going to happen. So I'm going to find a couple of those. There'll be two episodes of that during the 13 days. There's going to be an episode of The Winos with mm-hmm. Philip Carr.
Yes, and super excited.
He'll be drinking some wine, talking some Bax Noir, talking Christmas with you and Nicole, and mm-hmm. I guess myself, kind of.
Nicole and I are going to try some eggnog for the first time, like real eggnog.
Do we need to find designated drivers for this episode?
I'm expecting that Nicole will not like it.
I'm expecting neither one of you will like it.
And I have a big bottle of it, because that's all that they had.
You bought the pre-made stuff?
Yeah.
Did you buy, like, with the alcohol already mixed in?
Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, this is going to be a rough episode. Tune into the Winos next Thursday on December 22nd. Is that right? Yes. 22nd. Yeah, it's 23rd on a Friday, 24th. Christmas Day is on a Sunday.
Maybe we should, like, do both. Not... Premixed and not premixed.
Oh, but that takes forever to make. But I would have done it because it would have been a lot better. But it's okay. This isn't going to be an experience that has to happen. And there'll be a bottle of wine. All right.
There is. I actually have a backup bottle.
I thought I was going to be the one.
Oh, well, you can.
I'm now a little sad.
No, you definitely can.
Because
I just wanted to make sure that we actually had wine for Phil.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
good. He actually...
There needs to be a good wine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got one that I know we like.
Phil's a good dude. He directs movies. He did the... I don't think they did a Star Wars film this year, but they did a really cool last year at the Paragold Cinema 8. And if you're in Northeast Arkansas and need to check out a movie, go check out the Paragold Cinema 8 located in Paragold, Arkansas. Tickets there are super awesome. Fresh popcorn. The staff is amazing. It's the best place to see a movie in the country. All right. So that's coming up. We've got... three more episodes alive. There might be another one. There might be four. As well as the three-part Christmas story. Let me backtrack. There's going to be two lists. You're another article. Letters mm-hmm. to Santa.
Yep.
All of this is happening. But there's one thing that I have not talked about yet. And that is the three-part Christmas story. And I'll announce the first part day on the Book of Face.
Okay.
But the name of the story... It's the first time I've told it, which means I get to put up the logo today. It is called The Spirits of Christmas, hint, it's booze.
Nice.
It is Santa's and Mrs. Santa's bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Nice.
Yeah, there's going to be some weird shit in these. Strippers, elves, stripping elves, booze, somebody getting lost.
Nice.
A magical relationship beginning. If you've read all the Christmas stories, a magical relationship ending. If you've read all the Christmas stories up to now, you know what you're about to find yourself into. So, and I write people I know in them, so.
Interesting.
It's very douchebaggery this year. I've wrote the first part, and it's really funny. Like, I mean, I'm super stoked.
I'm looking forward to reading it.
Because we're spoofing the Santa Claus 2 this year. So
okay.
Outside that, the Spirits of Christmas, we will post up what day. Those are up on the website. Spirits of Christmas, hint, it's booze. That wraps up this edition of Live. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
You ready for some more Christmas stuff?
I guess.
Our next episode of Live, we're watching Christmas specials.
Yes.
and making fun of them. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the classics. We're going to do the two Frosties and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
The claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
And the two Frosties mm-hmm. that are on those
yep.
wonderful Christmas classics. So we're going to stick with the same format we did last year, but we're going to add the list show and another thing. So we've got so much stuff coming up. It's just so much stuff.
Yep.
And then in January, the Nutsy Awards. So that does it for this edition of Live. For Sharon.
Bye, everyone.
Yay! Oh, my God, we're still on par. For Sharon, my name's Richard. We hope you have a wonderful time enjoying the 13 days of Christmas. To the haters, thanks a lot for listening for an hour and a half and not hearing anything. All right, so that's it for this edition of Live. Torgo, you know what to do, sir. Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Once there was this girl who drank a lot of scotch and was the owner of five dogs, and she enjoyed the gun range and swore she'd also never get married. She really thought she meant it. You see where this is going.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another.